Just a few seconds there, we just heard of the jaunty string intro to the Punch Brothers song Jumbo there, which the band played on a June edition of Live From Here with Chris Thiele. That very show, which we carry here on NET Radio every Saturday evening with an encore on Sundays, will broadcast live from Nebraska on October 27th from Lincoln's Lead Center for Performing Arts. Tickets are still available, and I'm delighted right now to talk to the host of Live From Here and mandolin player extraordinaire Chris Thiele about the show. Chris, welcome to Friday Live.
Thanks for having me, Genevieve.
The music, that's what always impresses me about the show. And you have some great guests on the show, including Jeff Tweedy coming to Lincoln. What do you want listeners to know about him?
Oh, boy. I don't think we... there are very few songwriters of his caliber alive at this moment. I think Jeff is finding a way... to boil down our experience into these lyrics that kind of allow us to tell our own stories. He has a beat on that sort of Dylan-like abstraction that actually allows us to make every song about something that happened to us. I feel like the greatest art does that, where it actually puts you in the driver's seat in terms of determining its meaning.
You know, another element that you've brought to the show is having stand-up comedy, and Todd Barry will be on the Lincoln broadcast. Stand-up comics are really their own kind of artist. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and for me, I feel like the show is kind of at its at its best when there's this sort of swirling mass of music and hilarity of various sorts. Todd's a favorite of mine. I'm actually a huge Dr. Katz fan, so his voice was a part of that. And I mean, who hasn't stayed up late on a tour bus and watched Aqua Teen Hunger Force, for instance?
When you see his face, or anybody who does a voice like that, can you put together the voice you know from an animated series with the person? I don't know.
I'll let you know that day.
You know, I feel like you're really starting to put your own signature on this show. How do you feel about it?
I know that I wake up every morning just sort of teeming with ideas. With which to fill up these 2 hours that I get to spend with y'all every Saturday. It was always the idea of this space where we can commune kind of anonymously. I guess the variety show, the variety radio show, strikes me as having some sort of a spiritual element. I think a lot of our spiritual pursuits are sort of carried out in the name of experiencing some sort of connection with our fellow human beings that is somehow more abstract than you know, sitting down for a drink with someone. I think of growing up in church and singing hymns with people, for instance, or getting to go to these bluegrass festivals and sitting around a campfire playing old folk songs. Getting to do that, late at night when you couldn't see anyone's face, there was this beautiful disavowal of self in an experience like that, or in church when you just start singing the words, like regardless of what you may think of what those words contain. There's that losing of one's own concerns, cares, hopes, dreams, and the gaining of humanity's hopes, dreams, cares, wishes, needs. I think what I love the most about being in the host position of this show.
So, Chris, I want to take just a minute or two to acknowledge how lucky we are also to be able to get to hear you play on the show each week. You just seem able to play everything from Scruggs to Scriabin.
Nice. Scruggs to Scriabin. 10 points.
I know you grew up, you know, playing music. Specifically, you mentioned listening to hymns in church and playing bluegrass. I'm wondering, when did classical or jazz or rock enter into the mix for you, especially playing it?
I think from the first time that I listened to any one of those things that you just mentioned, I guess when I was younger, maybe I heard the differences between them more acutely, listening more, I guess, on the surface. But the older I've gotten, the more interested in the beating heart, the engine at the core of these pieces of music, the more convinced I am that questions of genre are really of no greater importance than question of like an artist's materials. That like if I say I'm a bluegrass mandolin player, I've given you no more information than an artist has when he or she says that they use predominantly oil paints. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm thinking of the time we just rewatched, in fact, the other night, my husband and I on YouTube, one of the birthday segments, and you went seamlessly from like Erykah Badu to, is it Thomas Ondas, I think? There was a violin concerto.
Oh yeah, Tom Addis, yeah.
Addis. And then, I mean, there was another big leap after that. Meryl Garbus, that was it. And Johnny Cash was earlier, I think, in that segment.
Yeah, that was a fun birthdays.
So do you really see connections? Like if we take the Scruggs to Scriabin, what do you think the connective tissue is between those two names, for example?
First and foremost, there's the fact that they're using the same 12 notes and just assembling them in different ways. And so there are obviously very great aesthetic differences, and the birthday segment is a celebration of those aesthetic differences. And I think that's at first blush, that's what's sort of remarkable about it. But the more I get to put that segment together, the more I'm struck more and more by the underlying similarity of intent, I think by great artists, that there's this uniformity of purpose, the desire to make some sort of tangible contribution to this art form that we love and that sustains us and that, you know, gives us such a reliable vehicle of personal transcendence. I think everyone's just trying to get in there and do it, and so, you know, someone like Earl Scruggs, gets in there with the banjo. That's what he plays. He grew up in the, you know, back in the hills, I think, of North Carolina. And and Scriabin, I don't remember where Scriabin is from, but not the hills of North Carolina. I can't remember. I think he's a pianist. And one with pen and paper, and one via, you know, via fingers and ears, but they're, again, the same 12 note, the same 12 notes, and the same, I think, earnest desire to make a beautiful thing for someone else to hear.
So with that in mind, if you'll indulge, I'd like us to hear just a little collage I've put together of some somewhat recent releases from you. One of them is from a year ago. So just to demonstrate kind of the versatility in music here, we'll hear some little excerpts in this collage from the track Douglas Fir, which is from Thanks for Listening. And then a little excerpt of Bach from a CD of trios you recorded with Yo-Yo Ma and Edgar Meyer. A fugue in A minor from Well-Tempered Clavier Book 2, to be specific. And then from It's All Part of the Plan off the recent Punch Brothers album, All Ashore.
For unto us a child was born that day. Thank you.
me about the mandolin that you usually play, Chris.
It's a 1924 Gibson F5, so made in the Gibson factory, which was then in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And we sort of affectionately think of them as the Stradivarius of mandolins.
And how many different instruments do you play?
Oh, I can play things with strings fairly reliably, but with no great facility. I really sort of, it's really just the mandolin. I can mess around on the guitar as well, but the other stuff is, if desperation strikes, then you could ask me to do some of those other things.
Well, so back to the show that you're bringing to Lincoln October 27th. Madison Cunningham will also be with you, and we are going to hear from her song, Beauty Into Cliches, to take us out of this interview at the end. Is she bringing some new songs with her? Do you know?
I think she will. She'll be doing a new song there and joining us on things like the birthday segment. I'm also really excited about Diana Gordon, who we just lured onto the show. She has a new EP that I encourage everyone to go check out called Pure. And she's one of these superhero songwriters, just kind of basically writing the songs that make the whole world sing right now. I mean, she wrote a few songs on Beyonce's Lemonade, for instance. I think she's famous for having actually written the line Becky with the good hair. But she's a tremendous artist in her own right. I'm so excited about her new music. I think y'all are going to be able to see You Saw Her When.
And any other sneak previews you think we should know about?
Oh, on this show. Well, I'm very excited is to do. It's been a long time since I played a show in Nebraska. And we have this new local. This local shout out that happens every show. I'm excited to I'm excited to study up this next week and figure out what I feel like is a quintessential sound of the Lincoln, Nebraska area.
Oh, I'm excited and intrigued by that too, I have to say. Well, it sounds like a great lineup between Diana Gordon, Madison Cunningham, Jeff Tweedy, Todd Berry, and yourself. Very excited to have you back in Lincoln on the Lead Center stage, especially with Live From Here. Host of Live From Here, Chris Thiele, has been my guest. They'll broadcast the show live from Lincoln on October 27th, and you can link to more about that on the Friday Live page at netnebraska.org/radio. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Genevieve Randall. This is NET Radio.
Oh, how I feel for the sky, overused by poetry and rhymes. It's in the sentence that follows, we stayed up all night. Oh, shouldn't it concern me that we shrink beautiful?